Welcome to This Bible Podcast. I know, the name's super creative. I'm your host, Sam Lewis, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be diving into the daily lectionary, and I hope you'll find something that is maybe a little fun, maybe meaningful, and hopefully brings you closer to God. Let's dive in. Well, will you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, where you are, how you identify, your pronouns, and anything else you think we should know.
I'm Kathy McShane, she, her. I am the senior pastor at Los Altos United Methodist Church for 3 more months. And Sam, you and I have worked together for 5 years now.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm sitting in my office at the church and looking out at beautiful oak trees, and it's a good day.
That's great. Well, we are going to take a look at Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12, which I'm sure you're going to absolutely love. It's one of those like weird passages where you're like, wait, what? Like, this is not good writing. I know that's your favorite. So
right.
Do you have it there?
Yeah, I do.
Would you be willing to read it for us?
Yeah, I will. This is Paul. So what are we going to say? Are we going to find that Abraham is our ancestor on the basis of genealogy? Because if Abraham was made righteous because of his actions, he would have had a reason to brag, but not in front of God. What does the scripture say? Abraham had faith in God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Worker salaries aren't credited to them on the basis of an employer's grace, but rather on the basis of what they deserve. But faith is credited as righteousness to those who don't work, because they have faith in God who makes the ungodly righteous. In the same way, David also pronounces a blessing on the person to whom God credits righteousness apart from actions. This is the quote: happy are those whose actions outside the law are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Happy are those whose sin isn't counted against them by the Lord. Is this state of happiness only for the circumcised, or is it also for those who aren't circumcised? We say faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. So how was it credited? When he was circumcised or when he wasn't circumcised? In fact, it was credited while he still wasn't circumcised, not after he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that comes from the faith he had while he still wasn't circumcised. It happened this way so that Abraham could be the ancestor of all those people who aren't circumcised, who have faith in God and so are counted as righteous. He could also be the ancestor of those circumcised people who aren't only circumcised, but who also walk in the path of faith, like our ancestor Abraham did while he wasn't circumcised.
You're right, the Sam. Word of the Lord. Yeah. I think, so, you know, there were 3 lectionary passages available. I was like, let's do this one because let's see how many times we can say circumcised in a single segment. The answer is a lot.
A lot.
I think circumcision is relevant here in this passage.
But you know what I thought when I read this earlier today is I had a little more sympathy for Paul than I do sometimes when I read this, because it reads like it was his journal, right? It sounds like my journal sometimes. I'm just working out my thoughts here, right? And that's what it sounds like Paul is doing. Like he's not creating an argument. He's sort of mulling things over, trying to figure out his way through something. And that feels okay. Right? He is, at least to me, it feels more like I can identify with him saying, okay, here's something I don't have quite straight in my head. It doesn't quite make sense. Let me see if I can wind my way through this to see what it is gives me a coherent understanding or faith about it.
Well, yeah, and even the way it starts, right? Like, what are we going to say, right? I love that. Like, okay, what are we going to say about this? Like, is this on the basis of genealogy? But like, he wasn't made righteous because of actions, but then he'd have a reason to brag if he was, but not in front of God. Yeah. And I think right now, at least, I think that one of the things that's really calling to me is this, like, you can't work your way into grace, right? Like, that's not how grace works, which is a real shame, because I really would like to be able to, like, work hard enough to earn my grace.
Well, so I'm grateful for this conversation that he's having and that you and I are having now, because I think for we who are progressive Christians and who really find our faith path in the world through action, we are right back to this same conversation that other strands of Christianity don't really struggle with so much, right? But I think this question of, okay, is it what I do? Is it my trying to be a good person, to do justice in the world, to act out a faith? Is that what makes me okay with God, or okay with myself even? Or is it something else? And what I love about this whole, not just this passage, but this whole couple of chapters in Romans, is this is a genuine struggle for Paul.
Right? Yeah.
And it says something to me then about how radical this grace thing is.
Right. Like, what does that mean to, like, I think especially of, like, well, yeah, like, I'm happy to forgive someone who asks for it most of the time. What does it mean to forgive people who don't ask for it, who don't even know they need to be forgiven?
Right. And similarly, I think this all the time. Can we forgive or even have empathy for someone who we don't understand? I think often the way we get to empathy and then forgiveness is by saying, oh, I can make sense of that person's train of thought in my own mind. And that's so much smaller than grace, than because it depends on us being able to identify with that person. God doesn't require that of us, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really important. I think I could probably do that every day, right? Like, hey, remember, you don't earn grace. Hey, remember, you don't earn grace. Remember, the people around you don't earn grace either.
And they don't have to earn your grace or right. My grace, right? We're okay with God, we'll forgive you, right? But sure. I don't have to be nice to you, right? If you've offended me, right? And that's a pretty challenging way to live.
And I do think in some ways, like, you know, we talk about, like, oh, is it our action or is it, you know, our faith? And, like, I genuinely believe that our actions become our beliefs, right? Like, the things we do shape us and shape our beliefs. And, like, that doesn't mean that you, like, act your way into grace, right? So it's this, like, difference between, like, I think you can act your way into faith, but you can't act your way into grace.
Oh, that's a really good distinction, I think, right?
Yeah.
Our faith is about us, right? It does not create the conditions in which God can or cannot love us.
Right. That's what grace is. It's hard to do it without qualification, because I think everything we experience is with qualification, right? That's what our world teaches us.
And there really are things in what places in which we think we're right to not extend grace, right? I think about all the conversations we've had over the last 6 months, year, about vaccination, right? And, you know, great, I can understand people who can't be vaccinated. I can understand people who theoretically who don't agree with me. But if we think of some people as just stubbornly resistant to the things we think of are good, and then that's the limit for us.
Yeah, it's so interesting, because I have people I love who just, like, I think when we come down to it, we start at a different place, right? Like, I don't want to say like our values are so different, but I do think because we start from a different place, it does lead us to very different places in that. And I still struggle to be like, oh, that's okay. You know, they can, you know, it's always the struggle. I'm actually, this podcast is not on Spotify because Spotify made a lot of money to give Joe Rogan exclusive, to have exclusive rights for Joe Rogan. And I think he is like a dangerous person with a dangerous platform that Spotify has kind of lifted up. And my kids are like, yeah, but like, I love Spotify, or like, I've had my Spotify account for 5 years. And then, but like with Chick-fil-A, they're like, how could anybody possibly eat Chick-fil-A? And don't get me wrong, like, I agree. Like, how could you possibly do it? Like, the chicken's so good, I don't care. Like, the lives of queer folks are way better than the chicken. And it's like, where are our lines, right? And I think like being okay with other people's lines being different than mine is, it's a challenge, but I think it's really important, right? Like, okay, I'm cutting down on my meat, but I still am okay with like ethical meat production. I'm still going to have cheese every now and then, right? Like, so like, I don't have a perfect line either, right? Like, what is to say that my line is okay, but somebody else who's like, yeah, I'm going to have a hamburger because I'm going to, right? Like, well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and I think it's okay for us to say, not only just okay, I think it's necessary for us to say, okay, this is a struggle, right? We don't get this right. And we certainly don't get it right once and then we got it, right?
Right.
I think many of these issues that come up in the Gospels and in the rest of Christian theology, they come up over and over again because they're a struggle and they're supposed to be a struggle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's like all those times Jesus talks about money, give your money away. I think he keeps talking about it because it was a hammer, because he knew we were going to live in this world where we were going to be back and forth on what our ethical commitments are again and again and again. Generosity is a hard thing.
Right. Like, he knew what we know is that, like, that's a hard thing to hear. Like, what you have, give it away. Like, I think what I have. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, and then, like, you know, we live in this, I don't know that I've had an episode yet where I haven't talked about capitalism. But, you know, we live in this capitalist world where it's like, no. Like, that's yours. You earned it. Keep earning more of it. Because that's going to give you security. And that's going to make you happy. It's really, and like, I think like, oh, you know, how terrible that we like think this, like, of course we think this. We were very young when we were taught that this is the way the world worked.
Yes. And we are straddling a line, right? That's a very uncomfortable position to stand in.
Yeah.
So of course we tip back and forth.
Right. Yeah.
Originally our both feet get on one side of it. Yeah.
It's one of those where you're like, you don't want to, like, I don't want to go so far into like anti-capitalism that I like damage my kids' lives, right? Like, which is a real possibility, right? If you go too far. Yeah. I also don't want to go so far into being like, well, capitalism's fine, that I like let go of the things I'm called to.
So maybe what our spiritual life, where it takes us and where it's supposed to take us, is into the struggle, right? Which takes me back to this text from Paul, right? That's, he is Jewish. He is Christian. He has this idea that the law is how you approach God, and this idea that no, that's not it at all. And he's honestly in the struggle. And I think that's maybe what we're called to, is to be honestly in the struggle, right? With as little, and maybe the most we can get to is to peel through our layers of self-deception, right? We can engage honestly.
And that would be a great gift, right? If we like accepted that, like, we're going to struggle with this because it matters.
Yeah.
And the struggle is, it's not for the sake of finding the ultimate answer, but of, you know, in, we used to joke in seminary all the time, like how many times we could say, like, hold it in the tension. Yeah. But yeah. Like, that's true, right? Like, that is what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a pretty authentic way to live.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe it's the best we can do.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer to live as a person who just like goes around assuming they know everything correctly. But it doesn't work out great all the time.
I was going to say, how's that working for you?
Not, you know, not great. Ups and downs, mostly downs. Well, thank you so much. This is a joy. Would you mind praying for us?
I'd be happy to. Oh God, we are a muddle sometimes. We certainly are a mixed bag. Even when we think we know what we're doing, we often don't. And we are so much more often sure of ourselves than we deserve to be. So will you keep peeling away our layers of protection until we can be honest with you, honest with ourselves, and honest with one another, until we know how much we need one another and we need you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. This was fun.
It was.